Today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Dalid. Zakh the Mishnah, Akarisha Amru, when using a beam over the entrance of a Mavui, it has to be one tefach wide so that a brick that's 1.5 tefachim can fit on it with a little cement on each side. Tanakama holds that Rechava Kedei L'Kabel Ariyach Uvriya Kedei L'Kabel Ariyach. It has to even be strong enough to hold a brick. Rabbi Yehuda holds as long as it's wide enough, it doesn't have to be strong enough also. If it's too weak or made of weak material, shaped in an unusual way, we view it as if it is made of metal and perfectly straight. If we hold like the Tanakama that the Korah has to be strong enough to hold the brick, there's a machlokas amoraim whether the supports for the Korah also need to be strong enough to hold a beam and a brick. Rabbi Baruch Huna says they don't have to be. Rav Chista says they do. Rav has an alternate version of Rabbi Yehuda where he holds that only a beam that's 4 tefachim wide doesn't need to be strong enough to support a brick, but smaller beams do need to be strong enough to support a brick. Amrav Sheshes, Hiniach Korah al Gabi Mavui. If a beam is put on a Mavui and then a mat is hung over the beam, but the mat hangs more than 3 tefachim off the ground, we cannot carry the Mavui because Korah ain't kan, the beam doesn't help since it's covered, and Mechitza ain't kan, the mat doesn't help since it's so high off the ground that Kadim Bokimba, that small animals can walk underneath it, so it's an ineffective Mechitza. The Braisa discusses 3 unusual types of beams and what the halacha is in each case. First, Korah Yotze Mikosel Zeh Veinim Nagas Bekosel Zeh. A beam that doesn't reach all the way across to the other wall, or 2 beams that don't reach each other in the center, can be kosher if they're within 3 tefachim of each other. And according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, within 4 tefachim of each other, because we apply the concept of lavud, we view the gap in between as if it's filled in. V'chein shtei koros hamatimos. There's machlokas about 2 thin beams that each cannot hold the brick. Tanakama says as long as they're a tefach wide together, it's okay. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says they don't have to be equal. They don't have to equal a tefach as long as they can be strong enough and properly spaced from each other to hold a 3 tefach brick along its length. The third halacha, if 2 beams are of uneven heights, so Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds like his father that we can say rowan and visualize them as if they are the same height, but unlike his father, he requires that both beams must be lower than 20 amos and also higher than 10 tefachim. Akuma rowan asa kilui pshuta. Mishnah said we can view a bent korah as if it were straight. Rabbi Zeir explains that it's kosher even if the bent part goes higher than 20 amos or lower than 10 tefachim, or even outside of the mavoi, provided that the straight parts are within 3 tefachim of each other. Agula ro'na sakilu miruvas. The chiddush of teaching that we view a round beam as if it were square is to teach that we can assume the ratio of circumference to diameter of a circle is 3:1, just as the Navi assumes when describing the Yam Shel Shlomo, the round pool of Shlomo HaMelech. Once we discuss the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Gemara teaches that the Yam Sha'asa Shlomo he machzik me'a v'chamishim mikveh taira. The pool was large enough to hold the volume of water that can fill 150 mikvahs, each of which holds 40 sa'a. The Yam Shel Shlomo was 5 amos deep, but the lowest 3 amos were square and could hold 100 mikvahs, while the upper 2 amos were round and could hold 50 mikvahs. Even though the Pasuk Malachim says that the pool could hold 2,000 bas, a measurement equaling 3 sa'a, the Pasuk in Devarim says it could hold 3,000 bas, because when heaped with solids, it can be filled with 50% more than when it's filled with liquids. Zakh the Mishnah, Lachiyayin Shamru Govan Asara, Asara Tfachim. The minimum height of a Lachi at the entrance of a Mavui is 10 Tfachim. So Machlok is about the minimum width of a Mavui, of the Lachi. Tanakama says Kolshu, meaning even Kachut Asarval is the thin string of a coat. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be 3 Tfachim wide. So we're going to discuss a Lachi placed in an unusual way. Tana, also Lachi Lachatze Mavui. If the Lachi is placed halfway through the Mavui, you can carry up to that point of the mavui, and we're not concerned that you're going to carry in the entire mavui. Amarava asalachi the mavui v'gibio min akarka shlosha. If a lechi is raised 3 tefachim off the ground, it's no good. Even according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who holds that lavud can be applied for a space of up to 4 tefachim, a fence raised 3 tefachim is no good, since a small animal can walk right underneath it. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rechavin Shlosha Tefachim. There are 2 machlokes in between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. First, Rabbanan hold the lechi only needs to be a kol shu to be valid, and Rabbi Yossi holds it must be 3 tefachim. Second, Rabbanan hold that it's mutter to make a small amount of hilmi of brine on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow making any. Even though Rabbi Yossi taught that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi by the case of hilmi, Rav Huna thought we may pass like him with regard to the lechi, since Rabbi also holds that a lechi needs to be 3 tefachim. Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel b'Shilas first said not to passing like Rabbi Yossi, but then changed his mind since Rabbi Yossi Nimuka Imo. His logic is always very strong. Nevertheless, Abaye said we can use very small lechis because Pukhazi, Mayam Devar, go out and see what people do. Common practice is to use a lechi that's smaller than 3 tvachim. Some use Pukhazi, Mayam Devar to teach that Ashosamayam Litsamo, somebody who drinks water to quench a thirst, should say Shakol Niyabidvaro before drinking and Borin Fashos Rabos after drinking.